ba ba da ba 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 do ba do ba ba da da ba da da do ba ba da da.
Five for 10 kids.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kids Podcast for the month of March.
March.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
We're here. We're a quarter of the way, almost a quarter of the way into the year. It's pretty wild. I am joined by my guest for the month of March, Mr. Robbie Buckets himself, Robert Bell.
Ooh, I'm excited to be here, Dan. Thank you for having me.
Big shot Bob. Big Bobby Biscuits. Robert made biscuits for a staff. Was that Thanksgiving?
I did.
And you, they were great.
Thank you.
Cheddar biscuits.
Buckets, biscuits. Yeah, yeah. They were pretty nice.
Yeah, but Robert was a longtime student volunteer, or kids volunteer.
Yes, yeah.
Part of our student team. Mm-hmm. Has been a communicator. He hosts Robbie Buckets Family Fun Time.
The greatest station at kids camp.
Some would say.
Most would say.
Some would say. I fought hard for that name.
Thank you.
So you're welcome on that. But you're here and we're excited. And Robert, what are we learning for the month of March? What's our big idea?
That's right. Our big idea this month is all about peace.
Ooh.
So proving that you care more about each other than winning an argument.
Ooh, this is tough.
This is really hard.
Yeah. Is this hard for you?
I still think so.
Yeah?
Okay. I do, but I'm excited because peace is a great thing for all of us to take steps toward.
Yeah. It feels more effortless for you than it does for someone like me.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe you're better at it than I am, but I have a hard time letting things go.
Yeah.
And so you seem to do better at it. So, well, you know, just you. Take yeah. that as encouragement.
Yeah.
Robert, we start off every podcast by asking a question.
Ooh.
What is one thing that's making you happy right now?
Great question. One thing that is making me very happy right now,
yeah,
the weather's getting better.
It is.
So that's even lifting my mood a little bit. I'm like, oh wow, I get to see the sun. It's been gone for so long. So that, and then I get to read a little bit more.
Sweet.
So I've been reading a couple books, and like you said, sometimes it's hard to find time.
Mm-hmm.
In the day, it's a long day, and I haven't been able to read, but I love doing that. So Dan, I want to ask you, what's making you happy right now?
Ooh, that's a great question. So at the time of recording, I have not seen this yet, but at the time of people listening,
mm-hmm.
I will have seen it probably multiple times, but a movie is coming out, Dune 2.
Ooh.
It's the second adaptation of Frank Herbert's 1964 science fiction novel that I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that there's this thing on the internet about men loving the book Dune, and I'm a part of the stereotype. But the next movie's coming out. I'm very excited. It was delayed because of the strikes in the Hollywood industry, the writers and the actors strikes, but it's coming out. And so by the time people are listening to this, I will have seen this movie. This is like my most anticipated movie of the year. I'm a big movie guy. I'm so excited about this. And so it's going to be really great. So I am excited. That's one thing that's making me happy right now in the anticipation of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then while they're listening to it, I will have seen it. And so I'm hoping that I will still be happy. It's getting good early reviews, but I've avoided trailers and stuff.
One more question. When you see this movie in theaters, what are you grabbing? Are you grabbing popcorn? Are you grabbing candy?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I normally go see movies with my buddy Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a situation where I buy the tickets. He buys the snacks, the concessions.
Great.
Oh, it's a great deal. I'm actually making out like a bandit because we see earlier movies. But we normally split a popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do an icy and then some sort of gummy candy.
Gummy candy.
Yeah. Yes. What's your movie snacks?
I love the movie theater popcorn because
loaded up with the butter.
I used to work at the movies and I used to get the white cherry slushy. That was good.
Sure.
And some kind of gummy candy or the little the cookie dough bites or even the dips,
ooh,
the ice cream. Oh, it was great.
That's good stuff. Hey, question for you.
Absolutely.
What's your butter applying technique to the popcorn?
Layer it. So a little popcorn, butter it up.
Yeah.
And then more.
I got a tip for you. I learned this from Sean Fisher, who is a kids volunteer and also a student volunteer.
He's great.
He is the games master of 514. That's what I call him. But Sean and Amy, his wife, they will get a small cup for water and fill it with some of the butter. So they put the butter on the popcorn.
Yeah.
But they fill the small cup, put that in the cup holder. And then as they get down in the popcorn, they can reapply in movie.
Dude, isn't that genius? Oh my gosh. Everyone listening, we need to try this.
It's a game changer. Trust me, I've tried it so much already. It's a game changer. So,
wow.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great idea. I hope they're okay that I just shared the tip.
Of course.
But, you know, I think they will be. Guys, that is what is making us happy right now. Go ahead and pause the podcast and talk about it for yourself. All right, Robert, now is a segment we like to call the catch up.
Catch up.
Not ketchup.
Oh, not ketchup.
No, it's catch up. Like we're running after something.
Okay.
Yeah. Not, you know.
Gotcha.
Dousing something in a gross red liquid. Now, we are learning about peace this month and we've been through 2 weeks so far. So the first week we learned to make peace whenever you can. And that's really tough. But we talked about this verse in Romans 12:18. Would you read that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Romans 12:18 says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Everyone.
Oof. That's rough. How's that hit you, Buckets?
Wow. That's hard. I think the everyone part hits me because I like having peace with close friends and family, and it feels easier because you're around them a lot. But sometimes people, you're like, really, everyone?
They
like you had to throw that in there in the Bible and it has to be with everyone.
Yeah, man.
What about you, Dan?
It's tough. Man, it's really tough. You know, obviously you want to have peace with yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to have peace with the people you see most regularly. You want to have peace with your friends, your classmates, the people on your sports teams. It feels uncomfortable. But man, with everybody, it's really hard. And so guys, when God made peace with us through Jesus, God showed us that peace with others is possible. And that doesn't mean that it will be easy, but living in peace with others is worth our best effort. And so Robert, there's this guy on my street, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's an older gentleman and I walk my dog past his house. Mm-hmm. And I'm very respectful. I have a dog. I understand not everybody wants the dog in the yard, in their yard,
or a
random dog. But I always have multiple poop bags. And so this guy doesn't even like the dog, like, he doesn't want the dog on his property, like, at all. But, like, we're just walking on the sidewalk. So I'm respectful. I try to make sure that she doesn't get into his yard. But we had just moved into this house.
Yeah.
And I had been there maybe 2 weeks and I'm walking the dog and the guy is like getting out of his car. He's an older guy and dog's not even in the yard yet. We're at the neighbor's yard. And I have the poop bag and it's full. And he goes, hey, you're going to pick up after that dog, right? I'm like, yeah, I did, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, you know, he's getting really antagonistic and kind of mean about it. And I was like, sir, I promise you that if my dog ever goes in your yard, I'll make sure to pick it up. And he's just like really mean about it. And I, you know, I was like, dude, I just moved on to this street. Like, and you haven't even said hello. And so like every time I walk by that house, I feel a little like, oh man, that guy just kind of drives me crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And so I haven't seen him out lately.
Okay.
But, you know, every time I try to smile and I try to just wave, but he just seems like kind of a grumpy guy. But guess what?
What?
God wants me to have peace with that guy.
Even him. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's not always easy. And I think about it every day. I make sure the dog doesn't go on the lawn. We stay on the sidewalk. But it's like, in my mind, I'm like, dude, don't talk to me like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, we can be nice. We can be nice neighbors and just say, have a nice day. And
just be polite, you know?
Absolutely.
I'll make sure the dog doesn't poop in your yard.
Yeah.
And if she does, I'll pick it up.
You'll pick it up.
Yeah.
That's great.
Robert, when is it hard for you to have peace with someone?
It's another great question. I would say for me, it's sometimes hard to have peace with others when other people might respond with a harsh tone. So sometimes even the tone and the way that others respond to a situation can be, you know, hurtful at times, or maybe just harder to see what we're trying to talk about, what the conversation is. And so then I'm like, oh, well, they weren't nice or peaceful to me with their tone, so it makes it a little bit harder to want to respond back with that. So that's definitely a question that I'd say, or to answer the question, is
when's
it's
it
harder
for you to have peace? I can relate to that. I think I always used to think of it as the golden rule for them. It's like, well, they're not responding in kind, so that must mean that they want me to not choose, be careful about how I respond.
Exactly.
Right? But that's not exactly how it works, right?
Yeah.
I have a hard time with that too. I think when people are rude, you know, or they're short or they're kind of aggressive when they talk, I'm like, hey man, we're just kind of having a nice time. Like that, like that older gentleman with his yard. It's hard for me to not return that and respond the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, we don't always know what they've got going on.
Yeah, you know? And you don't know their response or if they've had a bad day or if they've had, you know, something going on. And you just want to, be that person of peace regardless.
Yeah. And I think about God, obviously, like, you know, he created us. He created everything. And he wanted to be with us. That was his mission, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be close to the thing that he created. And then sin happened and we were separated. And instead of like turning his back on us, he still comes after us. But then we respond and we get angry and we get upset with God and we don't have peace in our relationship with God. And God's just like, oh, come on, man. You know, he still runs after us.
He does.
Even though like we have a hard time doing that with each other. And so guys, let's pause the podcast here. Why don't you kids, parents, talk about when is it hard to have peace with someone? All right, that was week one. Make peace whenever you can. Romans 12:18. All right, now week two. It's another tough one. It's another tough one. It's you can show you care by letting go of what's fair.
Oof.
Wow. Oof. And we're talking about week. Genesis 13, verses 5 through 18. Robert, would you like to read that for us?
I would love to. So Genesis 13, 5 through 18. Here is what it says. Now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. But the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarreling arose between Abram's herders and Lot's, and the Canaanites and the Perizzites were also living in the land at that time. So Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me or between your herders and mine. For we are close relatives. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. And if you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Lot looked around and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan toward Zoar was well watered, like the garden of the Lord and like the land of Egypt. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan, and he set out toward the east. The two men parted company. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom. Now the people of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had parted from him, "Look around from where you are, to the north and the south, to the east and to the west. All the land that you see I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go walk through the land, or go walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you." So Abram went to live near the great trees of Mamre at Hebron, where he pitched his tents, and there he built an altar to the Lord.
That's cool. So that's a big passage
it's a big story we just read,
right?
Yeah.
So basically, let's boil this down.
Mm-hmm.
Abram and his relative Lot
were
having a fight.
Yeah.
They're having a fight over some livestock, some cattle, right? And land. And instead of looking at Lot and being like, well, God promised all of this to me, right? And fighting and how the version said quarreling, right?
Yeah.
Abram said, why don't we just have peace?
Correct.
You take that side and I'll take this side, okay? And that's really hard to do when you're in conflict with somebody. Sometimes creating peace with someone means giving up what might seem the most fair to you. And it takes a really strong person to have self-control to make a compromise and to walk away.
Mm.
And they each walked away with land. And then God told Abram, hey, I'm still going to bless you.
Yeah.
I'm still going to move. I'm still going to do this. You know, and I don't know, maybe as a way of like, Abram did the right thing and chose the path of peace, right? Which mm-hmm. peace is part of God's personality. So God, you know, saw that in Abram.
Yeah.
And so that's really cool. Guys, it's really hard to let go of what's fair.
Super hard. Yeah.
Really hard. Do you have like a story or a share time where you had to let go of what's fair? You have siblings.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that sometimes can be pretty challenging, right?
Yeah. And if you also have a sibling and you're listening to this, maybe you can relate as well. But when I was growing up, I can tell you that it was very hard in elementary school for me to listen to my parents when they gave us screen time.
Ooh, okay.
So we could only have a little bit of time throughout the day. And I'm the oldest. I have a younger brother and a younger sister. And my parents would only give me maybe 30 minutes of screen time a day.
Sure.
And then my friends would have a lot more. They wouldn't have a limit. And then my younger brother and younger sister would oftentimes get more screen time than me. They could have like an hour.
Well, I mean, what's the deal with that?
That's my question. So I was trying to figure that out. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Mom, how is this fair? And she's like, you're getting older. You have a lot of other things to do. You can take care of things around the house. And but I didn't see it that way.
Sure.
I didn't think it was fair because I wanted to watch more SpongeBob or whatever came on. So being the oldest sibling, it felt at times maybe not fair.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you had more responsibilities around the house.
Correct.
But that means you also had more privileges, like you could go and do more things because they trusted you more.
Yes. But I didn't know that at the time.
Sure. But now looking back on it, right?
Yes.
I can definitely see at the time. Ooh, sorry. My nephew got me sick. And so I could definitely see at the time that that would be really tough. I had a friend growing up.
Yeah.
And our moms were really close friends. And he was kind of like a challenging friend. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He was an only child. And so he didn't learn this particular only child, not speaking about all only children out there. This particular only child never really learned to like play fair or like with other people, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, his home situation was a little interesting. And so whenever he would come over, he would want to play something and I would happily play that with him. And then like, I would suggest doing something else. Like, hey, let's go, I don't know, go outside. Like I love to play sports.
Yeah.
And so he would kind of like throw a fit. Like he would cry. He would like, throw his arms around and get like really, really upset and really distressed. And so, you know, every once in a while at that time, I'm not necessarily the most confrontational person. And so I was like, I would just go back and play. And then I would go and tell my mom, I was like, man, I don't want to play this thing that, you know, so-and-so, but that's all he wants to do. And I'm like, done with it. And my mom's like, look, you know, I know you don't want to do it, but the kind thing to do, and even though you know, like, hey, maybe this isn't fair, this is a really nice thing that you're going to be able to do because he still wants to do it and he's going to experience some happiness from it. And who knows, he may really need that happiness from it right now.
Yeah, you might be the one helping him even experience a little bit of fun playing together.
Yeah, and so, you know, and I know at that point in his life, he wasn't getting a ton of that at home. And so, you know, it was hard. It was really hard because I was really tired of playing that one thing every single time that we played. Like I wanted to go outside. I wanted to run. I wanted to climb trees. But, you know, at
the
time—
You love the outdoors as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, within reason.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I generally think of myself as an indoorsman.
Oh, okay. No, I was wrong.
I'm kidding. No, I equal opportunity, outdoors, indoors. Mm. Yeah, for sure. But I loved, you know, like playing basketball, all those things. And, you know, sometimes you just have those moments where you're like, hey, this is not what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is not how I want to be spending my time. But there's good that can come out of that. And there's giving something up. You learn, hey, maybe I'm learning a lesson in another area.
Yeah.
And so, guys, peace can be really tricky. Sometimes it seems like everywhere we look, peace can be out of reach. So I want you to pause the podcast right here and share a time where you let go of something that was fair and talk about if that was hard, why or why not. All right, see you on the other side. All right. I hope that conversation was great. It's hard enough getting along with the people we know and love, but much, much less strangers. And when you add conflicts between people groups and entire nations, the idea of peacemaking can be overwhelming. But God created us to have peace.
He
and
did.
God is peaceful. And so that's a big part. Now we're going to go to our next segment. Remember. All right, we have a verse for the month, okay? Do you want to read it?
I would love to read it.
Yeah.
So here is our verse of the month. If possible, live in peace with everyone. Do that as much as you can. Romans 12:18.
Beautiful. Live in peace with everyone. Guys, remember, peace is not just a good thing to do. It was what we were made to do. Mm. Now, let's talk about it. This is a time where we ask a few questions and encourage discussion wherever you are listening, whether that's at home or in the car. And so, Robert,
mm-hmm.
What does it mean when we say something is fair?
Usually when I think of something being fair, I think of it being equal mm-hmm. to both people.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just or it's just right for everybody.
Yeah.
So Dan, if I have 10 M&Ms
yeah.
and between you and me, I would say a fair way to make sure we both enjoy the snack is to give you 5
mm-hmm.
and to also give me 5. I might want all 10, but that's sure. not fair. You're just watching me eat these, Dan.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
wouldn't be nice.
That seems fair. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. If I get all 10 and I mean you wanted some, I'd feel bad. So I'd say here's 5 and here's 5.
What kind of M&Ms are we talking?
Oh, well, I like the ones with peanut butter on the inside.
Okay.
But,
okay. Yeah, yeah, I can be down with that.
So equal is a good way. What about yeah. you? What does it mean when we say something fair?
I would say
fair?
Even, right? Where both people are walking away feeling like no one got cheated, right?
Right.
Or it's even, you know, my mom was always like saying like, hey, life is not fair. It's not always going to look even, right? I can relate to that. I'm the younger sibling.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw certain things my sister got to do
yeah.
that I was like, hey, why does she get to do that, right? But then there are other times where I got to do things that she didn't get to do. And so, you know, it seemed like life wasn't fair at times, right? As a kid, you can definitely see that.
Mm-hmm.
But peace is about not just necessarily fairness, but fairness is kind of like things being even in my eyes.
That's a good yeah. way. I like that word, even.
Yeah.
That's good for it.
Yeah, like the scales are balanced.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You weigh something or like a seesaw, the seesaw is balanced, right? So guys, parents, kids, talk about what does it mean when we say something is fair? All right, we're back. Now, Buckets, what is the biggest challenge we face when trying to have peace with those around you?
I think the biggest challenge might be just responding well to whatever it is. If it's a situation, if someone might have used mean or unkind words or just a tone that hurts, I think a good place to start in just bringing peace and light into the situation is you yourself slowing down and giving a gentle response and answer.
Yeah.
That can like almost, it like diffuses tension. Even if it's like harder, there's a lot of like fighting back and forth or whatever it is. A big challenge that, you know, we can start to do and ask ourselves a question is how can we bring peace?
Sure.
And one way is to just, we slow down, like take a deep breath in and out.
Yeah.
Say, okay, how can I address this? So what would you say is a good way when trying to
challenge.
Have peace?
The biggest challenge for me, I think, is, how do I want to say this? It takes a lot of hard work.
It does.
To have peace. You know, like you got to work really hard and you got to be ready to have peace.
Ooh,
so when someone says something and maybe they're having a bad day, but let's say you are also having a bad day. And it's like, I could just respond as if I'm having a bad day, but that's not going to necessarily mean that I have peace with that person, right?
You're right.
So it takes having peace with the people around me, takes me, regardless of how my day is going or how tired I am or how interested I am in working hard at having peace, I need to be ready to like handle it well and to say, maybe that's not fair. Maybe I have all this going on and that's stressing me out. Maybe I'm really just tired and want to take a nap. Mm. But I'm going to choose to respond with peace. I think that's the hardest part is like hard work and then being ready to have peace, you know, like regardless of how I'm feeling.
That's good.
Yeah. So guys, parents, kids, talk about what is the biggest challenge you face when trying to have peace with those around you. We'll see you on the other side. All right, we are back. Now this is the creme de la creme. The top question.
The best question.
Yeah, I have no idea. This is just the last one. Now, Robert, how can you show you care by letting go of what's fair this week? What's something you can do?
I think I can talk to God and start to ask him to help me. In navigating this and trying to get better because he's always there.
Yeah.
He's always there if, you know, I'm outside or if I'm by myself, if I'm with my friends or on a sports team or whatever it is, he's always there so I can ask him to kind of help me.
Yeah.
And then also, I think what's really cool is when we step back and we think of all the people he's put in our life, we have a lot of family, hopefully, or close friends and people that love us that also care about us. And we know that they want us to get to be the best that we can be. And sometimes you feel like you're doing it all alone, but God's right there with you and he's given you friends and family members that also love you and just want you to be a person that can be as peaceful as you can and just show all of this care, even when it doesn't seem fair, even when it doesn't seem even throughout the week. So relying on the people he's put around you, asking them for help is always a good thing. And just talking to God and saying, God, how can you help me?
Yeah.
How can you help me care? But I want to ask you as well, because this is a big question. Mm-hmm. How can you show that you care by letting go of what's fair this week?
So I've been thinking about this and I've been thinking like, what do I have to share?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what I came across is that I have time, right? Mm. I have things that I could share, like I could physically share a book or, you know, like I could physically share my money by buying something for a friend, right? Mm-hmm. But I have way more time than I have of either of those things, maybe except for books. So part of it is like time that maybe I would like to spend playing video games or like to spend watching movies, okay? Or doing these things, I can spend that time serving someone, right? Whether, we just got some snow, the snow's already melted, but like if that was like shoveling a driveway, right? Or my parents just bought a house. So like going and cleaning floors or helping them paint or things like that. Or just going out of my way, because I'm pretty protective of my time. When I have free time, I try to take advantage of it. And so instead of hoarding that time for myself, I can use that to serve someone else.
That's great.
And so that's what I think. And that will go, you know, a long way in terms of peace. So that's what I think how I can show that I care.
That's great, Dan.
By sharing, even when it's not fair.
Sharing's caring.
It is. It's true. Guys, that is the end of the podcast. Go ahead and pause it or end it and talk about that question. How can you show you care by letting go of what's fair this week? And we will see you next time.
Next time.
With 514 kids.